Let's turn our attention now to Ukraine. And I would ask you to spare a thought for people living there this afternoon. The situation really is completely catastrophic. We know there's been a fresh missile launch by Russia on Ukraine. And not only that, they're going into winter. The temperatures there are already being recorded as minus 11 degrees, expected to plummet even further to minus 20 degrees. And to paint a clearer picture of exactly what's going on, I'm delighted to be joined by the ambassador of Ukraine to South Africa, Lyubov Abravitova, who wrote an article in today's Daily Maverick saying the spirit of Ukrainian people will not be crushed. Lyubov, good afternoon. Thank you very much for joining us.
Good afternoon, Andy. Thank you for having me.
A dire situation currently in Ukraine, isn't it?
It is. It is. The latest news are really, really very frustrating.
You must have family and friends living there that are experiencing these service issues. I believe electricity is scarce. Water is reported to be next to go.
Yes, absolutely. We just spoke to my brother. He is in Odessa. The city is completely cut out of water for now.
And what are people doing to try and get themselves water?
You see, there are different options, but of course we are receiving a lot of help and support. Volunteers are trying to deliver the bottled water to those who are in the needs, especially to the elderly people and the women with the children. So everyone is trying to do all possible to go through this period.
Describe, Lyubov, how bad winter in Ukraine is. I've never been there, haven't been close to there, and I can't imagine what it's like.
You see, this year, unfortunately, winter started very early. So we had already the last month of autumn, which is November, with the below zero temperatures. And obviously, Ukrainian houses built that way that we have central heating, and that's how people are going through the harsh winters. This winter will be absolutely different for us, and that's why I wrote the article that you're referring to, that this is really about surviving not only of the nation, but also the survival of people technically. And people are trying to have warm clothes and to stay either in homes or in shelters, in anti-missile shelters, having the warm stuff with them. They are buying the portable gas heaters that they can use at least gas to warm up the water when the light is not there. You know, it's interesting that people are so inventive. So people are using the New Year, the Christmas lights in their houses. So they are charging the lamps, and then they're switching them on to have some light at home. So this is something that we obviously already in the winter is going to be harsher, and we will need all possible support, including your prayers, to survive through this.
Lyubov, you talk in your article about how you learned of the death of one of your beloved authors. Please tell our listeners about that may not have read your article.
You know, unfortunately, this is another phase of the war. And the war has its ugly faces when people who really love their country, independently of their activities, writers, poets, artists. We had a lot of famous dancers or people who are teaching in the universities. They are going to war to protect our land. And we lost during this war so many brightest minds of Ukrainians. And especially it hurts when these are the people whose arts you are touching, whose arts you know. And of course, Vladimir Vakulenko, we read his books for our children, and you feel this love that he gives, how he describes Ukraine in peaceful times. And now to understand that this person is not alive anymore, and that Russian terrorists killed him and killed brutally, because we found his body in the mass grave, and he was just identified because his body was there since March, and we all were praying to find him alive, but this is unfortunately not the case. Yeah, so this is the ugly faces of war.
Lyubov, how are the Ukrainian people coping on a daily basis?
I think that what you see is that resistance that they have had, it's becoming even more strong. And people really support each other. They united as never before. And this understanding that if you just not defend, not protect, or you just put your hands down, we will just stop to exist. I think this understanding is moving people. And those attacks that are happening right now when we are talking, they are really... Through the anger, of course, I cannot hide it. You are angry when you're reading this news. You are worried about your family, about your people. But it gives you even more understanding that we have to win. We have to win not only for Ukraine. We have to overcome this evil for all the world. It's like a cancer on this planet. We have to eliminate terrorists.
Lyubov Abravitova, thank you very much for joining us this afternoon. Ambassador of Ukraine to South Africa on the line from Pretoria.